Today I bought two new microphones and a preamp with that Richard Dawkins sponsorship money. So this episode is just going to be me and my friend Josh, who plays the host of No Snails Allowed on Snail Yeah, playing around with those new toys. We're just going to be watching YouTube videos, laughing hysterically. It's very badly mixed. It's probably not very interesting to listen to, but you can get what you pay for. This is Snail Yeah After Dark. Enjoy.
Actually, what I've always been really good at doing is like writing the peak of a song and then I suck at it.
I'm actually really good at making peaks.
Yeah, I'm good at peaks. I'm really good at the top of mountains, but I'm a real dick all the way up and back down. But at the top, I'm great.
Once you get me to the top, yeah. Oh, you're gonna say,
oh, you'll be glad you brought me.
You'll be glad.
I want some funny situations that 50-year-old Fred Durst would be in. We should do a sketch where I shave my head and dress up like Fred Durst with my fucking little gay beard I've got here. And I'll go to skate parks and just start accosting people as Fred Durst.
Everybody at the skate park.
Yeah. They'd be like doing Fortnite dances at me and shit. Like, they wouldn't get it at all.
It's just one of those days.
I feel like Lars Ulrich right now. Being presented with a very simple idea and I have no idea what to do. Oh, wait, hang on, guys. Wait, let me fucking...
When does it come...
Let me try again.
When is it?
It's some kind of monster.
Yeah.
Monster rehearsal scene? What's his name again? Lars Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich says, fuck!
We got him. The video is that Ulrich says, fuck!
That's great.
There's no way this is going to be as funny as the title of the video.
No way.
I think about seeing the word fuck just comes up so much. Fuck!
This is pretty good.
See? Fuck!
See?
Fuck!
Fuck! Not bad.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. This has to be the one.
Look at his hilarious face.
I see his dumb face playing the drums.
You're really helping that.
See, this is me right now.
Mars Ulrich.
They never discussed like anything specific. Like play the kick on the first beat.
Yeah.
And play the snare on the second beat of the bass.
Follow my head.
Different at once.
I like this part as well.
I did that same thing before, but it
with the hands.
Now try this, follow my lead. 3, 4.
Certainly not what you want.
Yeah, no, you want to feel healthy, you don't want to feel ill.
So ill is to err on the side of caution.
It's not ideal to be ill.
It's not ideal.
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 Is that a dill? I think that's a dill.
Dill or no dill. Go on. It's...
Yeah, it's just a suitcase filled with sandwiches.
choose 26. Margaret, what do you got there? Looks like that your case is a bit heavy.
And then when they open it, a really fat woman like eats it. It's like tastes it slowly
inside
on the side.
Inside the suitcase.
Yeah. Fat woman eating a No. They open the suitcase and then they take it over to like a woman who sits at a podium as part of the show. And they give her the sandwich.
No deal.
She, yeah, exactly. She eats it real slowly, really chews it, and like has a, always like a. You know, taking my, you know, like she's taking her job
seriously. It's like
seriously.
A combination of, there's, do you remember The Weakest Link, where that bitch?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking, I'm thinking The Chaser though.
Yeah, The Chase,
that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm thinking,
some, like,
yeah.
Real mean bitch.
Yeah, or, a podium or just like
some
that.
Some dick, but some prick.
But she's there to eat the sandwiches.
Yeah, sits up. You think that you are cleverer, and they always say stuff like that, they're always like, you think that you're smarter than me, but now I'm going to eat the sandwich and see if that's diligent. I love that song.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Alright, Christopher, you're here with us today. You're hoping to take away $25,000. What were you planning to do with that? Alright, so we'll go to number 23. 23, Margaret. Looks like you've got a heavy case there, Margaret. What's inside? Let's bring it over to the podium. Alright, there's the bitch at the podium. He just calls her the bitch. Hand the case over to the bitch at the podium.
I just love that, like, the whole process is really drawn out as well. It's not efficient. It's not efficient to have someone eat a sandwich every time when someone picks a case or whatever. Like, the whole thing is so stupid.
Make sure she, you know, the bitch at the podium has to finish every bite of the sandwich every time, every single time our contestant chews a soup.
And she has a bucket that she's just throwing up. She's eating like 9 sandwiches.
And she is allergic to dill, so if the...
Oh, alright, yeah, we've got our first chuck, so I think that means we'll go to a break. That's how we usually do things.
Thank you.
Mr. Bungle. They always do.
They change it up.
They do different stuff.
Mr. Bungle are a progressive rock band from the 1990s. 2, 3, 4!
Instead of saying I enjoyed it more on the second watch, they say it gets better on the second watch. Like, what do you mean? It doesn't change. It is always the same. No, it gets better. It's like wine. It actually gets better. No, your perception of it changes because you know what's going to happen and you can see more depth in the thing. It doesn't get better. It gets better every time.
No, man. They added new scenes.
No, dude. No. Every time I watch it, they let me see more scenes. They put in more jokes for me every time,
dude,
I watch it.
Dude, I've seen The Wire 4 times now, so I've unlocked season 10. I mean, it is fucking wild, dude. You've got no idea.
Omar's back. He's better every time.
He's a zombie. He's a gay zombie.
The ninth time I watched The Wire, Omar didn't even die. And he's a cop. It's so good. Every time you watch it, it gets better.
He's a cop and he's just sucking Bunk's dick the whole time.
And it's personalised as well. The more you watch The Wire, the better it gets for each person who watches it. So I personally don't like any of the like black characters. So every time I watch The Wire, there's more and more white cops.
It's just McNulty scenes. By the last time I watched it, the whole thing was just McNulty just drinking.
I mean, it didn't make as much sense.
In fact, by the ninth time I watched it, it was just Bunk just on the train tracks, drunk, just going, yeah. But just looping for like hours. It was amazing. That's my favourite bit of the show, you see. They picked up. And also the thing that I found, once you watch it over 20 times, you see, it starts updating itself to modern day life as well. So
they're not using cell phones.
No,
they're not using birds.
No,
there's no wire anymore.
None of the, yeah. Yeah, the whole thing ends in the first episode. They just trace their Facebook conversations. It's awesome, dude.
It's so good.
It's so fucking good.
It gets better each time you watch it.
By the 30th time, it's basically just porn. It's just people fucking and you're just jerking off the whole time. And if you watch that twice, then you get to cum more. You grow. You actually grow an extra ball if you watch it 50 plus times.
You get money. The 50th time you watch The Wire.
Yeah,
and you get money, and it's only.
And what's his, the guy who created it as well? What's his face?
David Simon.
He visits your house.
$50,000.
Yes.
In a briefcase. He asks you, deal or no deal.
Oh, David Simon lets you rewrite the 52nd season.
The 100th time you watch it, David Simon sends you a personalised email that actually tells you you were Omar all along. Here are your residual checks in the mail. All of the Omar checks.
And then you get to be in that Quentin Tarantino movie
as
well.
And Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
It's been all of it.
Then you get a whole career out of it.
And if you seriously watch, it gets better.
If you watch it 300 times though, David Simon will literally crucify himself on the cross.
While giving you a blowy.
He will become the second coming of Jesus himself. And he will die for your sins if you watch it 300 times.
Now on the other hand, the first time I watched Breaking Bad, loved it. The second time I watched it, my doctor told me I had cancer.
By the 7th or 8th watch, there wasn't even a Walt anymore. I was like, what the fuck is this? This show doesn't even make sense.
The 15th time I watched Breaking Bad, the creator of The Wire, David Simon, came over and took away my Omar residuals.
Yes. But thank God he put The Wire back on for me. I know, I've definitely been beaming a 603rd watch. That's for sure.
Whoa, yeah, you keep doing that. Keep doing that. I've got something nice. I've got something nice.
See, that's kind of like one of those percussive shells, but that's
nice.
Actually a bit better.
I've got something really nice like this.
It's actually a bit better. Oh, see, I can do two things at once as well there.
That's actually a lot better.
I can do two things at once at that. Oh,
That's good. Hey, that's actually sick.
You want me to keep that going?
That's actually sick.
Yeah, okay.
That's actually sick.
Yeah, cool.
It's woody in the middle here.
Let's put the wood on.
Get it woody. Get it woody. Yeah, that's permanent. I like the sound of the band. Stop. Go.
Yeah, good. That's really good. Gotta have a pause. A break.
Stop. Stop it. Okay, go. Sick.
It sounds like balls in a cup.
Sounds like balls in a cup. Okay, that's enough. I'm gonna have a nap. I need to go have a nap now. Goodbye. Okay, see you.
That was fun.
That's actually good. That's actually Snailier After Dark episode one.
That was probably the best jam I ever had.
That's actually better than, well, sex.
Thanks, Snails.
What was that old show where they did Mario Kart races?
Amazing.
Yeah, was that kids in the audience?
That was kids. No, yeah, that was a fucking awesome
show. See, that would have been awesome.
That's the best show. I thought you were going to criticise Amazing.
No, I'm saying that would have been an audience to be a part of.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like, that would have been funny if that show was old people looking for something to do. You know what I mean? As opposed to kids.
There's all these bright lights.
Yeah, there's just all these old people just like, what is this?
This is the killer. This host sometimes is like he's on crack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He probably was on crack, man.
Well, if you don't read.
Well, I don't read novels and stuff
like that. Why not? Why don't you like reading novels?
He looks like a cokehead, is he? Yeah. As if he's not on the blow all the time, dude.
Soccer and baseball? Now, if I said you had to choose one or the other, you could only play soccer or baseball, which would you pick?
Baseball.
Why is that?
Why is that?
What position are you playing soccer?
Maybe he's just coked out of his mind.
He's just trying to be like a good kids host.
Pitcher.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Good to have you along. Best of luck to both of you. Playing for your school, Bibber Lake. These guys are the opposition.
No way. He's blown. No, he's coked out of his mind, dude. He's absolutely out of his mind. Look, did you see his jaw then? Did you see his fucking jaw?
I can't even bum on a sickie. Michael, you got $2.
What do you got? I can't even bum a sickie off this cunt.
Can I even bum a sickie? Can I even bum a
sickie? Did you get away with it? Never worked for you. Oh, that must be awful. I can't even bum on a sickie.
Did you get away with it? Oh, can I even bum a sickie? He's so disappointed.
It's so well over that.
He almost became host of The Price is Right. But Larry Emder beat him.
Oh, who's Larry Emder?
You know Larry Emder.
No, who's Larry Emder?
Oh, dude, he's the original Australian Price is Right dude.
Oh, yeah.
Price is Right is sick. I loved
Price is Right. Wait, hang on, no. I'm thinking of Burjo's catchphrase.
Oh, Burjo's catchphrase is a sick
That's
game.
Good stuff.
Are you ready to win? Happy Gator! Come on down!
So that's Snailier After Dark. I had a lot of fun hanging out with my friend Josh. I don't know how fun it was to listen to. I'm going to do more of those. You got to catalogue those conversations for the time capsule. It's important stuff. Nobody else is going to do it. Look, it's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. Somebody has to sit in that room and watch YouTube videos with me and record it and upload it to the internet, you know, for the time capsule. It's a dirty job, it's a tough job, it's a rough job, but somebody has to do it. After dark, after dark.